This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What's new? Actually, this is not a good what's new. Justin Bieber. Imagine being Justin Bieber during Pride Month, nonetheless, and your father embarrasses the hell out of you by posting an offensive homophobic message during Pride Month, because that's what happened yesterday.
What did Dad say?
How awkward. The dad, Justin Bieber's dad, who I thought he had a good relationship with now, I don't know if that's still the case, basically took to Twitter to post a meme of a pride flag and a message that said, "Don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence." Oh, God, this guy is so awkward.
Dad with the doofus move. What for a dumbass. Dad the doofus.
Maybe dad needs to come out of the closet, because every homophobic person I meet is half the time is gay. Just saying.
Man, this one's tough, boy.
So Justin, what?
That's a foot in mouth moment right there.
And how embarrassing. You're a big celebrity and you're a younger celebrity, and your old dad posts a homophobic message during Pride Month and thinks he's, "Ha, I showed them on Twitter. Ha,
look at this funny meme. I could name
10 gay people I know who have children. And some of them are their biological children, so shut up.
And I understand.
You don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
The way people are raised and the generations that have passed is going to get quote-unquote better, but not everybody. Mm-mm. Not everybody. And not everybody's going to be able to change their ways, too, because everybody's raised with a different hand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say that. But when you put your foot in your mouth like this, boy, you just that's when you tuck your hat real, real low down your eyes and just walk straight out the door.
Tell me you're homophobic without telling me you're homophobic. He then posted later, offered up a half-assed apology.
What'd he say? Oh, my God.
"Acknowledging the nuclear family is offensive, my apologies to those offended. Was not my intent. Not that my opinion matters." Oh, my God.
It does not matter, my boy.
It actually doesn't.
It really does not. You're right. That was the truest part of the whole apology. Your opinion does not matter.
So Justin Bieber's dad posting homophobic tweets during Pride Month. Thanks for nothing. It's my middle finger in the air. It's my girl, Taylor Swift, Karma. Such a good song. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Still have your chance to win a trip to LA to see Taylor Swift, by the way. We are flying you and three of your friends out just for listening to Kiss FM through the Odyssey app, which is our app.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get luxurious on the app. Mm-hmm. Every hour you listen there is going to be another chance to get you to go to see Tay in LA.
And if you're already listening to Kiss, just switch over to the Odyssey app and you'll get credit for it and get entered to win that trip. Okay, nice. Coming up next, we're going to continue the conversation from yesterday. And if you were listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. You know how many conversations we have?
You're right. Okay, it has to do with what you're drinking in the morning. We have something else to add on today.
Oh, that conversation.
Yesterday it was, what do you drink in the morning?
What do you drink?
And how many? Today, we're adding another question. We're building on the topic today.
What kind?
Get ready. I'm going to ask you next. 103.7.
Where do you drink it?
Kiss FM. No. No, it's not where. Lots of big energy when we give away tickets to Ludacris at 7:45. Oh, and did I mention, when we give away those tickets to Ludacris, we're giving you tickets to our VIP area where you get to go to Ludacris with DZ and I at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Just some slight, you know what I'm saying? Just some slight to add to the ambiance of the evening when you see Ludacris at the State Fair. VIP with us. You
know. It's a Friday night at the fair as well.
Oh, yeah. Did we forget to say that?
We're turning up.
Plan accordingly for your Saturday morning.
In other words, you're going to feel like hell, but it's going to be worth it, because we're going to be at Ludacris on Friday. It's going to be so good.
You're going to feel great. The memory is going to keep you right.
That's at 7:45 this morning, your chance to win. Okay, DZ, yesterday we talked about how much you're drinking in the morning and what you're drinking.
Because y'all drink a lot in the morning.
Yeah, I thought I was a problem. Everybody's a problem. Everybody's drinking 3 to 4 drinks, it appears.
And hi, it's y'all. Y'all the problem. It's y'all.
Hi, we're excessive. It's the problem. And we all have, like, I have coffee. I have Diet Coke. I have water. And sometimes I have an iced tea as well.
Man.
And so sometimes I have 4 drinks. And we learned I'm not alone. There are people who texted in. They have multiple drinks in the morning. They have a hot and a cold. Or maybe they have 6 energy drinks. Right. Something crazy.
Which 9, 10 beverages. Somebody drink coffee, smoothies.
And I can't judge.
Hot tea, cold coffee.
I'm on cup 1 of coffee. But by 7, it'll be at 2.5. I mean, in the next half hour, I'm going to ramp it up, everybody.
I just imagine everybody with a straw in every cup drinking a little bit of all of their drinks at the same time, because that's how weird I feel like y'all are. But I'm not judging.
Well, yes, you are. But yesterday, it's okay, you should. Yesterday, yesterday we talked about what you're drinking, and then we started arguing who brought up on the air bottle or can. Who brought that up?
Oh, who said that?
Somebody called in and said something about it. They got to drink it out of a can, and I'm like, oh, that's a whole nother topic, is how are you drinking it? Because, DZ, I am fountain drink all day.
Uh-huh.
Don't hand me a bottle of Diet Coke. You better have a cup with ice. I'm sorry. And if you don't have a cup with ice, I don't want it.
Was that Jesse and Stallus that said that?
Might have been.
I think it might have been. G, I don't really care.
I would take a can over a bottle any day. But I do not like drinking out of bottles.
What?
But if you give me a can, okay. If I have nothing else to drink.
So plastic's a thing for you, huh?
Maybe, or it tastes different.
The microplastics.
No, it tastes different. I feel like the bottled soda tastes different than the canned soda or the soda in a fountain drink.
Interesting. See, for me, if I had to choose, I dang near feel like I would say bottle, because you could always close it up. Once you pop that can open, it's a wrap. You gotta chuck that bad boy.
If I walk into Quick Trip and I say, let me pick you up a Coke or something. Let's say you tell me you want a Coke.
Yeah.
What do you want me to come out with? A bottle, a can, or a fountain drink?
Oh, well, if you're going into it if you're going into a store
preference.
Like that, I need the fountain drink, because I'm gonna get you to get the big cup. Give me the 65-cent triple XL cup.
So that's always your go-to number one is a fountain drink.
The biggest drink I could get.
Before a bottle or a can.
If I'm at like a gas station, of course. Of course.
And if I'm not near a fountain drink, you want a bottle over a can.
Yeah.
Got it.
Definitely bottle over a can.
You can reclose it.
And I feel like bottles are bigger too.
They are.
There you go. More drink. I'm all about more drink. I'm the guy that goes to
the
fast food spot. I get no ice. Just you don't take from my drink possibility. Yep.
Oh my God. Let's grab one phone, because we're going to talk this morning about how are you drinking, and are you a bottle? Are you a fountain drink? What are you? Let's go to two. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Emily from South Milwaukee.
Oh, it's been a hot minute since Emily called in. Hit her theme song.
So
there we go. There's your theme song. Emily, what's your preference? Because yesterday we talked about how much we're drinking. Today is how are you drinking?
Mm-hmm.
If it's from home, it's got to be a can. I'm a Diet Coke girl.
Okay.
And we always have a case of Diet Coke in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're going to Quick Trip or something, if it's already cold, a bottle is fine, because like they don't normally sell like the cans like that. But like then, or like most gas stations that I've found. Otherwise, you can't go wrong with McDonald's, like, soda.
Yeah, but this is, here we go. You're like DZ again. You're like, well, I'd take this
Get
if
you a
this.
Fountain drink.
That's exactly it. It depends on, like, the situation.
Where am I at?
Situational, huh?
It is.
McDonald's always has my heart, though.
But the fast food spots will tug you, huh?
Well, McDonald's Diet Coke is like...
I swear they got contracts with these companies so that they get crisper sodas at when you go to a fast food restaurant, no matter what. Like, they got just different condensation in them cups.
Because, so
it's different.
And sometimes when you get the soda that's about, the tap's about to end, you get the flat soda at the end. That's so disappointing.
Yep.
So disappointing.
The one in a million that we've all had about a million times.
Emily, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, Diet Coke drinkers are very specific. Fountain all the way. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's the part where I'm getting, because I'll drink a bottle of water, but don't hand me a bottle of Diet Coke. It's different.
That's strange.
Isn't it? Now that I think about it, maybe there's something to it. 414-533-1037. You say
bottle.
Unless there's a fountain, but at the end of the day, you want the biggest one possible.
If they got the big gulp, get me the big gulp. Otherwise, get me the biggest bottle you can find.
All right, we're going to take your calls next and your texts, because I see them coming in. 414-533-1037. Somebody said they like French vanilla iced coffee large, solo cup from Quick Trip, of course. That's very specific. A solo cup? Don't call this show and not tell us it's your birthday. Emily from South Milwaukee just texted and said, didn't want to take more time, but it's my birthday. Have a great day, guys. Happy birthday, Emily.
Man, I feel like we got to play her song again.
Yeah.
Basically.
How did she call in and not tell us it was her birthday?
Hello, it's your birthday. Hello, it's your birthday.
And tomorrow. Hey,
yo, happy birthday.
Tomorrow's DZ's birthday.
Hey, don't worry about that, though.
Tomorrow, DZ's turning 30, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to scream that all day long, especially tomorrow.
Anyway.
We're talking about what you drink in the morning, and now it's how you drink it. Yesterday, it was what you drink and how many you have. We learned we're all excessive.
Y'all are. Don't be including me with y'all little weird pack to how many drinks y'all have.
Yesterday, you admitted you had more than one drink sitting here.
Two tops.
It's fair. Just admit it. Be fair, okay? Saucy Sandra's on the phone, and we got to bring her up first because yesterday somebody texted in that they like shower beer, and guess who it was?
No.
She admitted it. Saucy Sandra, of course.
I sure the heck do. There's nothing like a nice cold shower beer in the nice hot water.
Hey, I'm not going to disagree with Saucy because she's 100% correct.
But after work, yep. Not before, right? We're talking about after.
No. It depends on what time I work.
Definitely after, yeah.
Honestly, depends on where you work and what time you work.
Yesterday, we were talking about morning drinks before work, and Saucy's like, a morning beer in the shower is what I heard, right?
getting ready with a cold one.
Sandra, how are you drinking your drinks?
Okay, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but they actually can change the settings on fountain sodas.
Okay.
So they actually have a different level of beer up to the... Carbonation.
Yes. I had no idea.
They do this at Speedway, but... my go-to is a fountain and the big gulp, of course.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I fill it with the Mountain Dew. No ice.
With
the Mountain Dew. When the fizzes get to the top, I stop and I go over to the Code Red and fill it the rest of the way with Code Red.
She's a mixer. Yeah.
She is a mixer. I didn't pick that up about you, Saucy Sandra, that you're a mixer.
Mixing
sodas.
It up.
Yes. Interesting.
I like mixing,
I'm telling you, it's phenomenal, though, good.
Yep. Okay. Okay, so she's a mixer and she's a fountain drink girl. We love it, Sandra. Thanks for calling, girl.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Love, bye.
Much love, bye.
Shane in West Dallas texted in and said, Fountain Coke Zero from Chick-fil-A with their ice is the wave of the future. I like bottles, but buying 12 packs of cans is more convenient.
We've talked about it before. When the ice is perfect, like Chick-fil-A, you know that ice will just make you feel good about yourself. I get a whole separate cup of ice.
I love ice. Don't come at me with no ice. We've talked about this.
Now I'm adding cups. All right, now seriously. I'm adding cups.
Mike is in Hartford this morning, and we're going to find out how he likes to drink. He's very specific. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your method? Tell us.
So it's got to be, if it's a bottle or a can, it's got to be a cold can.
Yes.
Of any type, like ice cold. Mm-hmm. And then if I had to add something else, it would be a fountain Coke from McDonald's.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's that fountain drink from McDonald's.
It's got to be their setting.
There's a thing going around online where it's like, list your favorite Cokes, and fountain Coke from McDonald's is always number one on everybody's list. Plastic bottle is the last.
I believe it.
Mike,
dang it.
We can disagree on elections and hate each other over politics, but man, when it comes to soda, are we all on the same page or what?
It's the polar bear. That's what gets you. It's
look
the polar bear.
Now.
And there are times like I prefer a can because it forces you to drink it while it's still cold, because the aluminum keeps it colder, I feel, than the plastic bottle does.
But then again, you can't reclose it, so you got to keep drinking before it gets warm. Mm.
But it's only 12 ounces, DZ. Man, 12 ounce curls.
That's nice.
Of carbonation.
All of a sudden, I'm double fisting, though, Mike. That's the problem. That's okay. My guy. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Later.
I was at Mike's house over the weekend for his daughter's birthday party.
That's right.
They gave me cans of Diet Coke, and it was glorious. They were cold.
So they knew what it was.
I was into it, man.
Nice and crispy. Basically turns into like a frosty type beverage. Mmm.
Let's take one more. Sarah, we haven't talked to her in Kenosha in not a hot minute, maybe a week. Let's pull up Sarah in Kenosha.
I feel like it's been longer, but we ain't gonna argue about that.
No. Sarah, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, we're talking
almost Steezy's birthday.
Oh!
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Tomorrow?
Y'all swear y'all love to rib me, man.
About what, your birthday tomorrow?
I just love birthdays so much.
Okay. I can't take that from you.
It's true. Tomorrow, DZ's turning 30, everybody. Get ready.
Why you gotta say it so aggressively, though?
DZ's turning 30 tomorrow, everybody. June 9th, 2023. Tomorrow.
Mark your calendars.
All right, Sarah, what are you drinking? Or not what, how are you drinking?
Because
yesterday it was, what are you drinking?
I wish I would have gotten through yesterday, because because I always have a ton of beverages, it's shocking the amount that I actually consume in liquids.
Same.
But I don't care so much of what it comes in as long as it's cold and I have a straw. I cannot drink things without straws. I hate it. I don't know what it is, but I drink much more as long as I have a straw.
Yes.
Really?
A straw changes everything for me.
Seriously?
And that's where the fountain drink comes in. Because look, it's like I'm drinking out of a cup.
Yeah, that's a cup.
It's like a thermos cup, but I still have to have a straw. Like I could take the straw out and sip on it, but ew.
Yeah, what's the difference? What is the difference?
Big difference, right, Sarah?
So
big difference.
It's a huge difference. It tastes so much better through a straw.
It's
I don't
different.
Know what it is. But I also have a thing where, like, if I'm putting my mouth on a can, well, now I taste the aluminum. Then I'm worried about who touched it in the factory. Where are there machines? Like, I just start to spiral.
Yeah.
So the straw, I know, is where it's at.
I always give my cans a little wipe off, a little and a wipe off.
Well,
you
that
know,
makes one
the
of us.
Ha ha and the wipe.
Never. I never do. I just drink it.
Nah, because they store those for a while and can sometimes sit. And factories brings different critters around. And, you know, we ain't gotta go there, but you know what I'm getting
you
at.
You and Sarah, take your can anxiety and go somewhere with it because the rest of us don't mind drinking out. All right, don't forget, we've got those tickets to Ludacris coming up. 7:45, you're going to be going to see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair with DZ and I in our VIP area.
We are going to be seeing Ludacris.
Yes.
You and all of us.
Uh-huh. And you get to bring a friend. It's going to be awesome. All right, DZ, it is time for Treat Yourself Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
I'm always ready to treat myself, even not on Thursday, but especially on Thursdays.
It's all brought to you by Wendy's Homestyle French Toast Sticks. They're so good. Some are saying they're better than mom's.
Yeah, some are saying they might make you want to slap your mama.
Don't do that. Just eat the Wendy's
don't,
French Toast Sticks.
But it might make you want to.
Go through a drive-thru right now and get some French Toast Sticks. Stop it. You know what? Okay, today's food news, because we always talk about food news going on, has to do with Giannis.
What's the word? Wait. What's Giannis doing in the treating yourself atmosphere world here?
I'm not going to lie. I learned about this from you, DZ, that he has become an owner of Candy Funhouse.
Oh, this one? Mm. Yeah, buddy.
I didn't know what Candy Funhouse was, though.
So it's basically a subscription box for candy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's cool.
It is. It's pretty fun.
Okay, and it already existed before Giannis became an owner of
They're purchasers. They were originally customers of the brand, and I think they liked it so much that they done joined up.
And people get random boxes sent to their doorstep of fun candy. Okay,
candy fun box.
I get a keto box sent to me. We talked about that on the air.
There's subscriptions for basically anything you could think of nowadays,
I don't know when that started, but boy.
I'm here for it.
I've had a clothes one before.
Mm-hmm. Love them. Oh, I love them.
I have the keto treats where I get to try new keto things I've never had. Giannis is now an owner of Candy Funhouse where they send you a box of random candy. Okay, well, so there you go. You want to support Giannis and the family? Go
Boom.
Subscribe.
Candy Fun Box.
Candy Funhouse.
Funhouse Fun Box.
Funhouse.
Oh, dang it.
Candy Funhouse.
Look at me. I can't remember nothing.
There you go. All right, let's get into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Oh, look, it's a parenting problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well. And it has to do with a baby.
It does.
We haven't had a baby one yet.
It's a baby.
It's a baby. I don't have babies anymore, but I have had them. What's the story?
I could relate, honestly, because we got a young samurai, our son, my wife and I's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is going to hit close to home for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, even with just young kids in your family, whether they're not your kids, they could be siblings, relatives, whatever, cousins.
Yeah.
But a new parent wrote in and said, I'm a new mom. And I've allowed my 5-month-old to sleep with a blanket on during her supervised nap times.
Mm-hmm.
She's always hated being swaddled, just gets frustrated every time she's wrapped up. So, you know, to get her to sleep in sleep sacks or long clothes has worked instead. But she has the one specific blanket that we have let her nap with sometimes. She said that she smothered herself with it to make sure she could breathe. No, I mean, as a parent, she smothered herself with it to make sure she could breathe.
It's such a mom thing.
And lets her nap with it.
Come on. She put the blanket over her face to test it. If my daughter, it puts this over her face, she'll be okay.
So it says she decided to use this supervised. Slowly, she grew into needing to sleep with it nightly. Now she only sleeps with it, now she can only sleep with it. I think it's a certain smell of the blanket. I don't know. But how do I get my daughter to stop sleeping with it? Should I let her have it? I don't know what's the best option for her exactly. I don't want her to suffocate with this blanket. Please, I would appreciate any help to keep my daughter safe.
I feel like you're the worst person to ask advice for on this one, because your kid's like, how old? About to be two?
They're going to be two.
And does he still sleep with a swaddle?
Hell, not a swaddle, but
what is it?
It's a sleep sack.
Same thing, okay?
They sell them in two T's for a reason, all right? But it's better than a blanket, and then you don't got to worry about the safety of your child.
But at some point, your child will switch to a blanket. Your child is not going to be in a sleep sack forever.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Just not until he like five.
Come on.
No, I genuinely don't know how to help here. I'm sorry. I got to open it up because I got no clue on this one, G. I wouldn't let the blanket rock. I'm sorry, but I'm
the
parent.
That's your advice, then.
I'm the parent. You're the child. Kid wouldn't have had the blanket until you were fully ready to give him the blanket. I can't go.
So you just want to put the kid in the full onesie with the footsies and let the kid...
Get him some long sleeve PJs and a nice sleep sack and call it a day.
I remember when Owen and Hudson were babies, and I remember walking into their rooms and making sure they were breathing. I think that's like a normal parent thing when you have a baby.
Dude, we got a smart sock monitor so we didn't have to walk in there and check their breathing.
See? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're all very nervous about keeping a human being alive. Okay? I get that when you have a baby. That's a lot of pressure.
A little bit of a lot of pressure, yeah.
But this is like, at some point, she's got to just chill and be like, once the daughter can move her hands and arms, you got to stop worrying about
it. 5 months, though?
Well, it depends on how independent she is.
Yeah, and she's saying it's only during supervised naps, but now the baby needs it to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You let this baby have this dependency. Mm-hmm. I would have never let it get to that level, so I'm sorry. I don't know what I would do here.
All right.
Straight up.
414-533-1037. What would you do? This woman wrote in, her daughter wants to sleep with a blanket on her face. And the mom's freaking out, the five-month-old. She's like, what do? I don't want her to suffocate.
I mean, if you already smothered yourself with the blanket, like, it should be good, right?
If you fake smothered yourself to see how bad the blanket was and you're okay, we're okay.
Yeah, if you fake smothered yourself, the baby can't real smother themselves.
Where are these stories, though, of, like, children suffocating? Like, are they out there of blankets?
They are.
I'm not going to Google. Never mind. I shouldn't even ask that. Don't even go there.
Don't.
Okay, let's just take their calls and their texts. Next, okay, we'll discuss.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today a mom wrote in to What Would DZ Do, and she wants to know what to do because her 5-month-old wants to sleep with a blanket on her face and she's scared. She doesn't want her to suffocate.
Right.
I get it. New parents, we're freaks.
Yeah.
In fairness.
I feel like I'm going to be a helicopter parent for a little bit of all of my kids. Yeah, I can't help
it.
I thought I was going to be a cool dad, but I'm not. We didn't even let baby Sammy have those like crib protector things because I was scared that he might wrap himself in that.
It's your first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be one of those when you listen to me because I'm a parent because I don't know what you're going to be like. But usually when you start to have more, if you have more, you will be more laid back.
We'll see.
You will get more comfortable the more children, the less you'll care.
We'll see.
The more children you have, the less you care. Does that make sense?
The more comfortable you get. That's it. There we go.
A nice spin on words. Okay, let's go to Kristen in Glendale this morning. Kristen, good morning. What do you think this woman should do about her baby who wants to sleep with the blanket on her face?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I am absolutely 100% with DZ. I did not do the whole blanket thing or any, you know, thing like that because you just never know when that one time is going to happen.
A lot of parents don't. That's fair. Go
but
on.
What? I don't know if she's handy or if she knows somebody who's handy, but maybe she can get somebody to sew the blanket into a sleep sack.
Oh my.
It's a lot of work for a baby that's going to be able to do whatever they want in a few months.
I kind of like that idea, though.
When the kid's like nine months old.
I don't think it would be that much work. It doesn't have to be like beautiful. Just something they can sleep
with. A couple seams, make it into a cape.
It's a great idea. I'm just saying, Kristen, you know how quickly it goes, like when every month of their life, and in a few months, this baby's going to be 8-9 months old and you're not going to need to be worried about them suffocating themselves.
In a whole new size. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be moving their arms all they want. Their motor skills are going to be better. Everything changes.
Well,
you know?
For now, we're still scared and we're going to try to figure it out. Today is today. Tomorrow's tomorrow.
Fine.
Allie.
I'm just saying, what if I give it to that one hand handy friend, and 3 months later they give it back, and now it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, you give it back to that handy friend.
What? It might be worth that 3 months of sleep.
Yeah.
True.
I guess.
And you know that sleep be glorious, yeah. Especially with a newborn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the suggestion, Kristen. We like it.
All right. You guys have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Chelsea's in Milwaukee this morning. Chelsea, good morning. What's your advice for this mom?
Give it to us.
All right. So it's two things. One, no matter how old your kid is, you're still walking in to check on them. Mm-hmm. So I totally get where they're coming from. But two, I am team blankies. I'm from the age where the blankets choose you. I still have my blanket from when I was a kid. Granted, it's in a closet someplace, but...
You're keeping it safe.
Those blankets choose you, and you keep them for life.
The blankets choose you. Mine's a pillow, but you ain't wrong. The blankets choose you.
I have nothing from childhood like that. I feel like you're either one or the other. You have something like you and her, DZ,
yeah.
Where, you know, Chelsea's got her blanket. You have your pillow. I have zero from nothing like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have
I just assumed
something.
Everybody got something from their childhood that they just kept near and dear to their heart.
I never had something I always had with me. Interesting, right?
I guess that's another topic for another day.
It is another topic for another day.
But no, yeah, you. I just.
Team blanket.
So team blankie over here. Yeah. She's saying what? Just let the baby keep
She's
it.
She's the opposite of Kristen. She's saying give the kid the blanket and chill
out. What you going to do? You always going to worry about the babies?
Yes.
They're going to be okay.
Oh, now DZ says they're going to be fine.
No, Chelsea's saying that. I'm not. I'm paranoid.
Thanks for calling, Chelsea.
We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Ashley is in West Dallas this morning on 4. Good morning, Ashley. What's your advice for this mom who wrote in?
Good morning.
Morning.
I am agreeing with DZ on this one. I wouldn't have let it get that far because we currently have a 3-month at home. And pretty much the moment she started kicking her legs, like during supervised visits, we supervised nap. We'd have her sleep with a blanket, but as soon as she started kicking her legs, we took away the blanket and she pretty much sleeps with a sleep sack or long pajamas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That sleep sack it's got a nice little zipper. It gives them that blanket feel, but there's no risk that they're about to pull it over their head and just.
I get. Oh, that's horrible. Well, oh my God, you go to these dark places.
I can't help it. Whoever, I told you I was paranoid.
You are. Whoever texted in, I can't even spend the night anywhere without my blanket. You're an adult. Stop it, okay?
They said what they said.
Stop it.
They said what they said.
Somebody else. Oh, Shauna from Racine said it's against child care regulations for a baby under one to have a blanket. It's hard for some parents to understand this for safety purposes. That's fair, but that's a child care place. We're talking about at your home, what you're doing. This is. You're also not supposed to co-sleep, and tons of people do that. I mean, we could go on the list of things we decide to do as
that
parents.
We shouldn't do.
And they would tell you not to do that. I could list 100 things.
I've heard commercials about, you know, all of these things of raising kids and how it used to be different. I mean, think about it. People used to sleep with like 10 blankets, all the toys in the world inside the crib.
And guess what?
We're okay.
Can I tell you what happened when I was born?
What?
My mom drove me home in the front seat of the car.
Chilling.
There was no car seat.
You had shotgun?
I'm not that old, but I'm old.
You had shotgun as a newborn.
I rode shotgun as a newborn.
Wow.
Laying on the seat, everybody. So what's up now? And that's why I have issues. I got thrown around a few times in the car as a kid.
Ashley, my goodness.
No, we know better, so we do better now. And I'm being
that's
facetious
true.
With that.
We're learning. And kids are part of that learning process.
All learning experience.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely. But I just can't go with the blanket. Wouldn't let it get this far. But if you're saying you want it to stop, make it stop. You're the parent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Ashley, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
I just got this vision of me bouncing all over the car as a baby, which is not a funny vision. Ding, I don't know why ding, it's making ding, me laugh. All the head injuries. This is why I'm nuts.
You were the armrest. They use you as the center armrest. Now I understand you.
Oh, here we are, everybody.
Full circle.
We are giving you tickets to see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. And did I mention you're going to be hanging out with DZ and I at the show?
You know.
We got our own VIP area, and you're coming with us. 7:45, your next chance to win tickets to that.
Just going
to
keep adding names to the list, y'all.
It's going
to
be a good night. All right, so I don't know what your problem is, but you go back and forth on wanting to talk about this. So I'm just imagine me kicking the door open. Boom! And we're talking about it.
I just don't care to talk about
That's a lie, and we're doing it right now.
How is it a lie?
Because we have to talk about this. And time I say, DZ, it's your 30th birthday on Friday, and you're like, I don't care. And then one day you're like, it's my birthday. And then one day you're like, I don't care. You're all over the place about your emotions about your birthday.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini. You're right. Anyway.
Are you ready to turn 30 tomorrow?
No. Because I genuinely, when I say this, mm-hmm. right hand to Bob, mm-hmm. I don't care about my birthday. Haven't cared for years. It's another day to me. I get that, you know, every day is special, but mm-hmm. your birthday is the most special because mm-hmm. that was the day you were born.
Blah, yeah. Blah. This is 30, though. How old do you feel? I love that question.
Oh.
How old do you actually feel, though?
I guess I hadn't thought about
well,
that.
Well, think about it. In your mind, how old are you?
I feel a little older. Mentally?
Really?
Yeah, mentally, I feel more mature. I feel about 36, 37.
36?
Maybe 37. My body, okay. My knees are about 48, 49. My back about 53.
That's because you did sports.
You know? Well, exactly.
And you still do.
My knees and my back are retired.
They're 60.
My brain's just more mature.
Right.
You know, but I'm turning 30. Like, my childhood felt like it promoted me to grow up quicker. Right?
Because?
So I feel like I've just been older. Life circumstance.
Because you had to take care of everybody?
No, not everybody, but you had to take care of family. We mm-hmm. had to come from a whole nother country and learn the language. Like, I grew up basically an official translator for the demographic of my community. So it's just mm-hmm. like, all right, I gotta know things and be in conversations and speak about things.
You
that
went through things
were advanced.
A lot of us never go through, being an immigrant and coming at three mm-hmm. from Colombia. And like, yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. Areas I've lived and the life I've led and the mm-hmm. things I've done, it's prompted me to grow up and mature mm-hmm. a little bit, you know, quicker. Now, I'm not saying I'm a mature being all the time because I'm still very childish. Still very childish. Don't let that get you.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But overall, like a birthday eventually after I think I was like 12, mm-hmm. it's not really mattering as much. I was like, this is good, but we never made a big show of it. We didn't have the money to always do like a party or something like mm-hmm. that. So it was just kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. Always get wished happy birthday. Wishing happy birthday is cool. Mm-hmm. But you know, when somebody wants to do a whole shebang for the birthday.
Well, that's the thing. I can't like throw you a party because you'll get mad. I already know enough about you to know that. So I'm not doing that. So don't think there's a surprise party popping up at any moment.
Appreciate that.
Because DZ will be mad.
Appreciate
that. He'll secretly love it, but he'll be mad. I'm not even testing you on that. I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to see if it's a possibility. I'm not
look
going
for the
there.
Nearest exit, dog.
No. No.
That's smart.
Okay, so tomorrow's your birthday, and we're going to talk about it more tomorrow.
All right, I'm down.
And I'm happy it's going to be your birthday. You're turning 30. I'm sad you feel 36 because you're supposed to say younger when I ask that question.
Nah, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all, man. I feel older.
You feel older.
Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way mm-hmm. by any means, but I feel older than what I am. I'm turning 30, but who's going to look at me and think I'm only turning 30? Exactly. Uh-huh. It's this big, beautiful beard I got.
DZ's turning 30 tomorrow, everybody, and I cannot wait. Okay, coming up next for Am I the Jerk,
mm-hmm.
it involves getting involved in, ironically, a surprise birthday party that you're not supposed to be involved in, I think.
Wait, what?
Let me explain next for Am I the Jerk.
Okay.
Got a message on Facebook. She uh-huh. wants to know if she's the jerk. I'll just read it to you next. DZ's going to be 30 tomorrow, everybody.
All these birthday situations, man. Dang it.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, look at this. Has to do with the birthday party. We were just talking about your birthday. Jenny wrote into the show. Wants to know if she's the jerk for planning her boyfriend's brother's birthday.
Wait, Jenny's... boyfriend.
Jenny's got a boyfriend. Brother.
Jenny got a boyfriend. Jenny man.
His brother's turning 30.
Brother. Oh.
But hold on. His brother's married. So his brother's got a wife, but she planned the party. Hear me out.
Okay.
She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for planning my boyfriend's brother's birthday party? A couple years ago, my boyfriend's brother was turning 30, and I was trying to come up with things to do to have the whole family get together for a surprise party for him. 3 weeks before his birthday, I called his wife and told her I had reserved a golf club / bar for a surprise party for him. This took her by complete surprise and not in a good way. She was mad I planned her husband's party without even talking to her about it, but I thought I was helping because she was clearly 8 months pregnant at the time. The birthday was 3 weeks out and she had two other kids. Mm. And I truly thought I'd be helping by picking up this chore for her. All the kids were invited since it wasn't fully a bar. That's 13 kids total. She said it wasn't a good idea because she'll be the only one sober and because she's 8 months pregnant and she would end up being the sober driver and babysitter for everyone. She told me it wouldn't work and canceled the party. She's still annoyed with me to this day and barely speaks to me. So am I the jerk for trying to help out and plan my boyfriend's brother's birthday party?
Yikes.
So she's trying to help And the wife comes in and goes, who the hell are you to plan my husband's party?
Who the hell are you? I mean, clearly somebody that's stuck around for a little bit if it's been a couple years.
Now, 2 years later, she still doesn't want to have anything to do with her. She's still mad at her. And then clearly the baby's out.
The baby's out.
There's a two-year-old at this point.
Right. I didn't think about that. It's a whole two-year-old now.
I don't know where the husband is in all this or the boyfriend, but is Jenny the jerk for planning her boyfriend's brother's birthday?
This one's a conundrum. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
Because as a woman, I'd be like, you planned what? You planned my man's party? No. Back up.
I'm leaning toward...
I would be mad too if I was the wife. And she's pregnant. She's in mama mode because she's pregnant.
So you're going to say she is the jerk?
I think Jenny overstepped her
boundaries. Jenny overstepped.
Yeah.
Huh.
But she was also trying to do something nice. That's the problem. She was trying to help the pregnant lady.
My logic was holding me in the other direction going, Jenny's not the jerk, because I feel like that's being present. If you can sometimes perceive when people around you are a little under pressure, stressed. Mm-hmm. Saw Mama Bear was 8 months pregnant, probably didn't want to plan a party, had maybe not heard anything about a party yet. It's 3 weeks out. I feel like most people plan things in advance. Unless mm-hmm. you mean most people plan things in advance, with enough time at least to tell people what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Well, that's the other thing that makes her a jerk, is she did it and she booked it and she didn't tell anyone until she booked it. That's what really rubs me the wrong way.
It was like, a surprise for everybody.
Jenny should have talked to the wife then if she was going to do that and said, hey, I'm going to plan this party. And the wife might have been mad and been like, back up or you're overstepping. But
then you would have coordinated and been able to do it instead of now paying money to go reserve something and not being able to use it because somebody's PO'd about it.
Gosh. All right. We're going to take your calls and texts. Is Jenny a jerk for planning her boyfriend's brother's birthday party? 414-533-1037. I say jerk. DZ says not a jerk. Nope. We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Jenny wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for planning her boyfriend's brother's birthday party. The brother's wife did not find this amusing and said, cancel it all. You overstepped. But Jenny's like, I was just trying to help. The wife was pregnant. Thought I was helping out.
She's trying to prove she can be a part of the family,
She's trying to be involved in the family. Trying to
play her role and earn her spot, man. Ain't we all?
I think Jenny was a jerk because I think she overstepped. You said not a jerk. She was trying to help. Danelle is in Racine this morning. Let's go straight to her. Danelle, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Jerk or no jerk for planning the boyfriend's brother's birthday party?
Well, while I was singing along, I was debating in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm ultimately going with she's the jerk. Only because she should have consulted, especially if the wife was 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. She should have consulted with the wife and like, hey, I know you're going through this pregnancy and all these kids and all this stress. And, you know, if you want, I'm more than happy to help you out with setting up something for your husband.
Let me help.
Changed the whole demeanor of the situation.
It would have.
Offered, not forced it.
Yep. And said the wife's like, who is this chick?
Because then the wife has the opportunity to be like, thank you, that would be great. Or she could be like, no, you know, I already have it handled. Thank you, though.
Make her feel like she's in control. Make the wife feel like she's in control. I get it.
Yes. Dang. You know what, Danelle just made me realize? Mm-hmm. Maybe the wife, and being pregnant, we have no changes your chemical balances and how you feel. Right. But
that's the thing. We're hormonal as hell.
Made mom / wife feel incompetent to handle the situation.
That's what I said. She was already in mama bear mode because she's about to have a baby.
Right.
And then somebody comes in and plans something for her husband, essentially saying, you can't even handle making a party for your dude. That's a slap in the face.
I'm still not changing my mind. That's a slap. But y'all are, ooh.
Okay, so Danelle says jerk.
Thank you, Danelle.
Have a good day. You good too. Luck to her.
For real. Bye, Danelle.
Julia is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Julia. How are you?
Morning, everyone. I'm great.
Good.
I honestly, this is ultimately it's a hard decision because you don't know context of each side. Right. But I think ultimately she is not the jerk because you don't know the context behind the relationship of the girlfriend and the boyfriend's brothers. Like, they're siblings. You don't know if they've known each other for a while and they've always been asking about birthday parties and planning to have big fun celebrations. So I think ultimately there could have been a little bit more communication, but she's not the jerk for trying to offer up her help.
I like that.
Julia,
I like that a lot.
She's trying to help. Let her
try to help. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she just sees what you're going through and goes, baby girl needs some help. I'm going to give it to her. It's just the communication is important.
3 weeks out, like, cause I guess to the wife's point, it's like, why didn't you plan anything or why didn't you say anything yet with it being 3 weeks?
Because she's overwhelmed, but she doesn't want another woman coming in and planning the party.
Everybody got problems asking for help. Look at that.
Look here. And then somebody helps and you don't want the help.
See, it's a recurring topic for us. Dang it.
Julia, thanks for calling.
Of course. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Split down the middle.
We are split 50-50.
Danelle said jerk. Julia said not the jerk. Keisha's in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Keisha. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing good.
You're
doing
the tiebreaker.
Well. Right. You get to split it for us. What's the word?
Oh, she's a jerk.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding,
sorry,
ding.
Ah, boom, 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 boom. Why? Tell us.
Because that's overstepping. She's not a part of the family. She could have done it a better way and maybe went through the brother, and she would have perceived it a little bit different versus another woman trying to plan it for
that's
her.
That's why I said it's a woman coming in and planning something for your dude. You're like, back up.
Right.
See, it's not her
boyfriend. This is her husband. You're doing something from someone's husband. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant. She's overprotective. She could have gone about it another way, and maybe it'll have gone better, but...
And Keisha, think about this.
Just don't.
She's right. And Keisha has to remember that, and DZ, I think you'll get this. So imagine your goal is to be sister-in-laws, and you're both going to be married to these brothers.
Right.
Now you've created a competition now between the wives. Like, oh, I take care of this brother better than you take care of your dude. Like, there's so many layers of messed up that a woman could take the wrong way. 1, 8 months pregnant. 2, somebody planning a party for her husband. 3, it's a woman. 4, it's her brother-in-law's girlfriend.
Defense mode engaged, bro.
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, y'all ain't wrong about that.
You're trying to help, but it's a bad idea. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, as we are giving away these tickets to Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair.
All week long.
You're going to be sitting in the VIP area with us.
Standing, probably, but we probably going to have some chairs if we want to sit. I mean, it's VIP, you know.
We're going to be dancing.
You know how we do.
Who sits down at a Ludacris concert when a song like that is playing?
Not I, said the black guy. My bad. My bad.
It just slipped out. Said the white girl. All right, here we go. Susan is in Heartland this morning. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Susan, what are you up to today?
I'm at work.
Boo. Oh, at work. Boo. Who likes to work on a Thursday?
What's work for
beautiful
you?
Beautiful Thursday.
Yeah, what do you do for work, Susan?
I'm in real estate.
Well, she must be a good realtor if she's already on the move.
Interesting. You start your mornings early.
7:50 in the morning. She's not screwing around.
Finding them houses,
that's
I
right.
see.
Okay, now. Well, Susan, your caller number 51.
Hey!
I felt so bad when I took caller 50 and said, sorry, you're caller 50. But Susan, you're the big winner at 51.
Susan, you were the 51st offer and you won the bid.
Susan, you've got tickets to go see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 11th with us. You bring a friend and we'll see you there. We're going to be dancing all night, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
And I'll work on, I can't say I'll work on alcohol. Work on your own alcohol. I was like, I'll keep the drinks coming, but I'm not promising anybody that.
We'll see what we can do. We'll definitely have at least water. But
what if
hang on,
drinks?
Susan. We're going to get some info.
Like, what if Susan isn't even a drinker and I'm just shouting that out in the planet? You know?
Hey, we don't know. I mean, Susan can do whatever she wants.
True.
It's her VIP experience, too.
True. All right. Well, last chance to win tickets to hang out with DZ and I at the Wisconsin State Fair to watch Ludacris tomorrow morning at 7:45 on DZ's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. It's a special birthday,
yes,
then.
Yes, yes. This is the latest from Post Malone, by the way. I really like this song. I mean, I haven't met a Post Malone song I don't like, so I'm a little biased.
It's grown on me.
Here's Chemical, KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Please know, everybody, that I am well aware of the Vanderpump Rules finale that aired last night, the second part or whatever part of the reunion, and I am here for it. But DZ and many others have no idea what's going on. So
spoilers. I haven't seen it.
I cannot bring up the Vanderpump Rules finale, even though I want to. Trust me.
No spoilers, Allie.
It's so good. If you don't watch that show and you're bored, go binge all 10 seasons, I'm telling you, man. But speaking of reality shows, The Kardashians are back.
They're
I finally watched the first two episodes back to back the
back
other day.
Back again?
Because I forgot they were back.
Kardashians back again.
They're on Hulu now.
Oh, that's right.
And by the way, they're trying to change the way they shoot it. They're trying to give the Selling Sunset vibe to it. You know how like reality shows are filmed differently now?
Right.
They're trying to change the like aesthetics of how they film that show.
They're going more quote-unquote reality with
artistic
it.
Artistic or something. I don't know. I was trying to get used to the filming of it. And I'm like, you guys are not a Netflix show. You're the Kardashians. Just keep it going like we've always known it. It's
right.
Fine.
Don't change the color hue of the editing now. Don't do that.
They're trying
don't
to change. You can tell they got a new production company and everything's different.
Uh-huh.
But Kim talks about, you know, breaking up with Pete on the show because when they came back, they were broken up. We saw her with them and then they come back and they're done now.
They did that episode one?
Mm-hmm. And
dang.
Then they also had to talk about Kanye talking so much smack and she was like crying and she's like, I don't know what to do. I try not to say anything bad about my baby daddy.
That was from the show? I saw something about that mm-hmm. online. So that's from the new season of the Kardashians.
New season. She's like, it's so hard because I just want my kids to like not hear any bad things that we say about, but all they hear is their dad talking trash, right?
I'm sorry, but didn't you have a tape?
Well, that's what he kept bringing up. And she was saying that all the bad stuff he says about her in front of the kids or to the kids or online will be way worse than her tape ever was to them.
It's like a pot calling the kettle black, huh?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm actually team Kim on that. Like, I think him bringing up something from her 20s with a boyfriend that happened is different than him going off about the mother of his children and their situation all the time online. Like, to me, they're not parallels.
As huge public figures, I mean, You hold the repercussions that you put out into the universe, no matter kind of when it happens, right?
He's mad. Look, I've been divorced.
Everybody's salty.
But now there's like a new guy that they won't say who it is, and that she's having to sneak around with this guy. So we don't even know who she's calling him. Fred on the show. They gave him a nickname.
Fred.
So I don't know who Fred is.
Fred the friend.
I don't know if he's a celebrity. I don't know if he's not a celebrity.
You really think he's not a celebrity?
Maybe she's sick of celebs. Look what happened. Look at Kanye's. He's got a whole bunch of people he can talk to.
Yeah, she's dating her bodyguard, Fred, now. she gave the bodyguard a chance.
She might be. Or
big maybe, ups to Fred.
Maybe Fred's made up. Maybe he's an imaginary boyfriend.
You know what? That's probably what it is. She just wants people to stay out of her life.
She's learned now. Don't tell anyone who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the update for you. Who knew? Who knew these things were even happening around us? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I feel like I'm learning more every day about businesses, DZ, that I didn't know.
I'll tell you right now, I didn't know. For sure didn't know.
Yeah.
I wish I knew.
It started a few months ago, when our coworker said to us something about how Trader Joe's hides a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. Don't they hide like a rubber duck or a little bear or something like that?
I had no idea that you were supposed to go hunt for some stuffed animal. Like, kids do this at Trader Joe's. Like, I didn't know this was a thing.
You're right. That they literally have employees hide little trinkets or whatever around, and if you find it, you get to keep it.
Yeah.
It's like a fun game for kids, basically.
The employees really do hide this stuffed animal.
I had no idea. I think that's really cool. It gives you something to do in the store, right?
And I go into Trader Joe's all the time. I've never looked for this. Like, I see it looks like it's different depending on the store.
Okay.
But you can go find them and they put these animals. And then if you have kids, the kids are supposed to look for them.
Like a game.
I didn't know this was a thing, though, until our coworker told us this.
It's adorable.
She's like, oh, did you know they hide this? No, I didn't.
Well, think about how many companies, places, businesses, restaurants will mm-hmm. do random little things like this mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. that nobody knew about.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Same thing happened when I was at a movie and I was at Marcus Theaters, and when I walked out with a bag of popcorn and everyone was like, where'd you get that bag? Did they give you that bag? I'm like, yeah, they did. Because I had so much popcorn left over, they gave me a popcorn bag and I went home with it. Because when you get a refill, they will give you you can ask for a huge popcorn bag if you have extras to bring home. You don't have to bring the whole
the tin?
Bin.
You don't got to bring the bin home? No. You can ask for a bag?
Yeah.
And chill out.
When I posted that, people were like, wait, they gave you a bag? I'm like, yeah, they give you a bag when you got extra popcorn. Just ask.
What?
Who knew? And I went home with a huge bag.
Oh, so I feel brand new with that one.
When I get a large popcorn for me and my kids,
mm-hmm.
if we allegedly eat it all, and we get the free refill, I get the bag and I take the whole bag home.
That's kind of genius. See?
Yeah, right?
But, no, that's super smart.
So those were like two interesting facts about businesses I didn't really know till this year. One, Trader Joe's hides a stuffed animal you're supposed to look for. And two, that Marcus Theaters will give you like a bag for all your extra popcorn. I was like, what? I hope they don't kill me for saying that on the air. Now everybody's going to want a bag.
Everybody got a bag. I mean? Hey, let me get the bag. My Ali bag. Said y'all got it.
Just go to Marcus Theaters and yeah.
They got you on the bag if you need an extra one.
We're going to go see Spider-Verse this weekend. We'll get it again.
Nice.
But what else?
So I recently just learned something, one, about being employed at a certain business. Mm-hmm. So Molson Coors in the area, and I'm sure I'm probably one of the last people to find this out, mm-hmm. they give employees like 3 cases of beer for free mm-hmm. a month.
You are the
a
last
month.
One. You are, because I have a friend who works there who always shows up with a case of random beer, like, oh, this is what I got this month. And I'm like, hand it over.
Dog, that's like 36 cases of beer a year.
That's a great perk.
That's a lot. That is a huge perk. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you can do tours there, which I haven't been able to do yet, but mm-hmm. all the different distilleries and breweries in the area mm-hmm. that offer tours and samples, man, I need to be put on to all of that.
Yeah.
Stuff for the adults and stuff for the kids.
Uh-huh.
Another one. Ooh. Yeah. Dia y Noche, that restaurant, the Dia Cafe Noche restaurant.
Yeah.
They do monthly, yep, in Greendale, right up the way. They do monthly, like, kid events.
Oh.
There's, like, themed kid events where you could pull up, you know, grab some food, whatever, but then they got themed events. One was, I want to say, Toy Story.
Yeah.
They had one. Another one, Spider-Man with the movie coming out. They do this quite regularly.
We're talking about random things you didn't know about stores or businesses that we have learned that have just blown our minds. Somebody texted in and said, Fresh Time too. They have a red truck that kids get a piece of candy for finding it. What?
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 What is going on?
How do we not know all this about businesses?
They got a shopping game in every store. What's going on?
You better call and tell us all the secrets right now.
Right.
414-533-1037. Is there something you didn't know about a business? Like, it could be anything. Oh, Pick and Save will give you a slice of salami or cheese from the deli for your kid. What?
What are you talking
about?
What about
me?
Right. Like, hey, I got a kid. You just can't see him.
Don't. My kids will take one piece and ask for more. That's the problem.
My kid's around the corner. I'm bringing it to him.
I swear my kid's here.
Like, yeah. You don't hear him? Dad. I got to get him the salami. Give me 2 pieces, man. Come on.
It's really me and you at the store, and I'm in the other aisle going,
Dad.
All right. Things you didn't know about businesses that you were today years old, or maybe you think other people might be surprised. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Kiss FM. Another chance to win tickets to go to see Ludacris with me and DZ tomorrow morning at 7:45 if you missed it. We got a mm-hmm. VIP area at the State Fair, and we're bringing you with us.
It's the last chance, actually.
Mm-hmm. Last chance
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Better be here.
We're talking about random things you didn't know about stores. One of our coworkers informed me that Trader Joe's has a stuffed animal that you're supposed to look for every time you go in, that they move. I had no idea.
Dang.
People are texting in about how you can go get a piece of salami from the deli at a lot of Pick and Saves, and they will give it to your kid.
Who don't like salami?
I mean, I love it.
I will exploit my child for salami all
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Ashley is in Kenosha this morning. Ashley, good morning. What's the secret you have about a store that we might not know?
Hey, good morning. Hey. Yeah, so Meyer, can you hear me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Meyer in Kenosha, they will actually give your kid a cookie. So you go to the bakery, you ring the little bell, and they'll give you a little cookie.
What?
But also, yeah, I know. I've asked for a few extras myself. So, and then also, they don't give you anything, but Festival in Kenosha mm-hmm. has, like, random aisle names. So, like, one's, like, Lost Spouse, and it'll be at, like, the end of the aisle. So it'll be, like, bread, you know, granola bars, whatever, yeah. and then it'll say lost spouse at the bottom.
What?
Like, you're looking for your lost spouse.
So, just in case, we're looking a lost spouse out.
Yeah.
I've never noticed
that. Just in case.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, Amanda in Waukesha texted in and said Meyer Bakery gives kids one free cookie at the bakery. Don't tell my kids that. We're in trouble.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to Meyer.
It's bad news, let me tell you. Thanks for calling, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to call in tomorrow for those Ludacris tickets.
Okay. Yes, let's go.
That a girl.
Manifestation. Yes. You're going to be our winner on Friday. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, Ashley.
Yes. All right, thanks, you too.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said the quick trip by our house around Christmas time hides an elf, and if the kids find it, they get a treat. shaped like a candy cane. Ooh. Okay, that's cute.
Now, and I know the regular degulars where it's like, oh, you get a nice little sample of something if they got it going on. Everybody loves a sample, but who doesn't love playing a game when you're shopping?
Right?
Or just doing anything.
It makes it more fun, especially when you have kids that annoy you.
If you had hopscotch in the aisles.
Oh, forget it. I would knock you over so hard winning my hopscotch. You'd be down.
I'd never grab the paper towels. I'd be sitting there doing hopscotch.
You know how you say excuse me when people are in the way? Move.
Hopscotch.
Move.
Excuse me turns into hopscotch.
Turns into a competition, and we like to win around here.
Dang.
Get out of my way in the aisle.
I know, that's right.
Oh, you came up with the next great idea.
That's good.
Hopscotch in aisles at grocery stores.
Target should do it. Target.
No, it'd be fun for like a week, and then we'd be over it. Let's be real.
Get out of the hopscotch lane.
Amanda is in Racine this morning. She's got a suggestion for us. Amanda! All right, Amanda, we're learning things about businesses we didn't know. What do you got for us?
So I didn't know this at Sam's Club, and I think they do this every so often, but they were giving away free kitchen knives before.
What?
Was pretty cool.
Hold on.
What?
That's dangerous.
Yes, I know. I couldn't believe it. When they were announcing it on the Intercom, I'm like, oh, snap. I'm going over there.
Come on away.
The only thing is you have to listen to their little infomercial, but don't we all have to listen to commercials?
I'm right.
I mean, that's just life.
Free little Cutco knife for Chicago cutlery knife. Wherever it's from, I'm
with it. Nice. Yeah, I'm like, I'll listen to this infomercial. Go ahead.
You kidding me? For a free knife?
Free
knife. Yes, I will.
Yes.
I'll stand for the whole presentation.
Well, and you know, everybody wants to be a Costco snob now.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to Costco lovers. I'm here for it. But everyone's like, Sam's Club. Not me. I'll go to either. And you had me at free knife.
I don't care.
You had me at free knife.
Even if free.
Right?
I see bulk and I see cheaper. I'm in. Either one works.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yes.
I didn't know they have free knives, though.
Free knives?
It's like when a random gas station will just give you free gas. They'll drop an announcement and be like, everybody gets free 5 gallons of gas. Boy, I'm on my way.
What?
I'm on my
way. I need to go over there.
Right.
Where is it?
Tell me where it is. Don't you remember when we used to do this on Kiss? We used to give away free gas?
I do remember that, of course.
We would have like hundreds of people lined up. I'll never forget those days. The good old days.
The good old days.
The good old
man.
Days.
You probably have thousands of people now if you did it.
Well, now it'd be a disaster and our legal department would have to get involved and it'd be no fun like it used to be. You know, there's all these rules now.
Everybody hold your hand out. You get one drop of gas in your hand. Take that with you.
Then you got to deal with the people trying to cheat and come back with 3 cars and it's a whole hot mess. Let me get you.
Baby got their hands out. I know you don't drive.
Give me that car.
I know it's too inside, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
I know exactly what you mean.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amanda. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. So we're learning things. I see all your texts coming in and we do appreciate them because we like learning things about businesses we didn't know.
Yeah. Who's got the free stuff?
Yeah. Somebody. Oh, I knew about this. People texting in saying Home Depot and Lowe's do free crafts for kids on Sundays. I knew that. You just have to go online and sign up.
I had forgotten about that, but I was recently reminded they do that. Yeah. Weekends, you build a little birdhouse, get your little toolbox, hands-on tools with the kids, and they come home with all the free stuff.
When the kids are little, you wake up on Saturday morning and you got to find something to do with the little punks.
Yeah.
I say this as a parent.
Keep them distracted for a little bit.
You're always looking for stuff to do with kids, especially free.
Yeah, you have to.
So that's a great suggestion.
Especially free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's another good one for freebies, dog?
What?
Birthdays. I know I ain't trying to talk about it, but you know.
Tomorrow is DZ's birthday. So tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about all the free stuff you can get for your birthday.
Where the freebies at?
We're doing it tomorrow. Happy birthday.